welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We are saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community, for God's sake. Now, if I happen to save a soul along the way, don't hold that against me. Let's just call that icing on the cake. Because the mission here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so that we can put our people to work. And we do this with business development, job creation, and service. Now, if I start to sound like a preacher up here, that's because I am bringing the gospel, the marketing gospel. Got that from my dear old dad. My dad was a Baptist minister, man, and he used to bring it. I would sit out front of the pulpit and watch him and his antics, and it sort of rubbed off on me. And people used to ask me, Robert, when are you going to be called to preach? Well, I was sitting there waiting on that call. Then one day it dawned on me that I have been called, but I've been called to a different type of ministry. And that is called the ministry of putting people to work, creating businesses, creating job opportunities, and economic empowerment. And that is the mission of the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. My name is Robert Gatewood. And if you're a brand new listener, we'd like to welcome you. I'm not going to hold it against you for just tuning in for the first time, because it's never too late to get this information. It is never too late to get this information that we are imparting here. We're going on 7 years of being on the air. Now, that's a long time in radio years. That is a long time in radio years. But we are glad that we have been able to bring this information for the last 7 years. And if I have my way about it, we're going to be here at least 7 more years. And beyond. The number here is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. We have a show today. We have a show today like no other. Later in the show, we're going to have joining us none other than Dr. Willie Jolly. He's going to be joining us on the mic today. We're about to go into 2017. And 2017 is a year that's fraught with peril and opportunity. Now, some of y'all need to get beat up and motivated. That's why we're bringing in Dr. Jolly today. He's going to kind of give us a little 1-2 punch to get us all piped up and hyped up for 2017. So this is the Marketing Pulpit. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. So if you have any questions for me or my guest, Dr. Willie Jolly, then I want you to call us, 1-800-450-7876. Also, go to marketingpulpit.com. At Marketing Pulpit, you can find all the information about our guest, about the past shows, all the things that we're doing here on the Marketing Pulpit. Also, go to Facebook. We're on the same moniker, Marketing Pulpit, and on Twitter. And get all the information you need about what we're doing here on the Marketing Pulpit. We're not saving souls. We are saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Welcome to the show, Dr. Jolly.
Well, my main man. All right. You know, if you want to do marketing, you need to be around this man. We've been friends for a number of years, and I've always been impressed and inspired by his focus on helping people grow their business. And we got to grow more businesses. So greetings to everybody. You have only just a minute, only 60 seconds, and it forced upon you. Can't refuse it. You didn't seek it. You didn't choose it. But it's up to you to use it. You must suffer if you lose it. Give account if you abuse it. Just a tiny little minute, but an eternity is in it. Greetings to everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. And it's time to get ready to make 2017 the best year ever. How many of you who are listening are with me on that? Are you with me on that? Okay. How many of you raising your hands on that?
Man, it's time. I'm in the amen corner over here. Amen, brother.
And it's time to grow and go to the next level. So what we want to do is to help people to achieve their goals, to make this an incredible year, and give you some strategies and techniques to do it. Because it's important to have a plan and then be willing to work your plan. A vision without action is an illusion. And action without vision is confusion. But vision and action put together can give your life a transfusion. So helping you get a clear vision, getting a plan, and then going to work to get it done so that you can make it a year that will go down in your personal history as your best year ever, and a year where you can start to create the legacy for your future that will impact not just your children, not just your grandchildren, but my goal is always to create a legacy that will impact my grandchildren's great-great-grandchildren. 100 years from now, some child will know that I came this way because of the legacy and the impact that I've left here. So that's my goal.
All right. Man, that's a way to open up this show. I'd like to welcome all of the new listeners. This is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. And today we are honored to have Dr. Willie Jolly in the studio. He's going to be sitting with us today in the guest host seat, and he's with us throughout the show as we go through the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. Go to marketingpulpit.com and follow us. Find out what's going on. So, Willie, this time of year, have to get on the pulpit every now and then.
Yeah.
Last year, I saw so many business owners get hurt over the holidays.
Yeah.
I mean, so this time I said, in order to prevent that from happening again, I said, this is what I'm going to do. I wrote Santa Claus a letter. I mean, come on. I said, look, who else would have a better understanding of this? I mean, this guy, he's a business owner. And plus, much of the responsibility to me falls in his lap. And plus, if I figure if I can get Santa to chime in, it's a little more objective. They're going to think I have a dog in the fight or a little more, something to gain. So yeah. I wrote Santa Claus a letter.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you, every year, I'm on the other side. I'm on both sides of this spectrum. So every year I see people, they losing this $100,000 contract that they've worked all year to gain because at Christmas time, they kind of turned off their business sense. They kind of got caught up into the moment. They kind of got, they kind of lost it.
Right.
I've seen people lose a $5,000 website because they didn't pay a $10 domain fee this time of year.
Wow.
So when I said Santa Claus, I need some help here. I need some help. So I wrote Santa. Sit down, got him a computer, start typing. I didn't think he was going to respond, but just as I was coming back, I was on the way here. I got a text from Santa. Santa responded.
What did he say?
I said, look, Santa, now you got this. He had a little attitude.
He's busy. This is his busy time. But
that's what I'm talking about. He was typing in all caps. Well, you know, that's when you know somebody's got an attitude, right? I thought, hey, man, what's with the two, dude? So he kind of mumbled something like, gets cool for you, going out every you on a sleigh on a day when the cold winds blow. Get his beard kind of weird, but I never get it sheared because it's warm in the storm when it's 10 below. I mean, something like, that sounds like Curtis Blow to me. So, but anyway, I said, all right, Santa, this is what I need to do. I want to make sure to keep our hands on the wheel at the end of the year because people completely lose their minds thanks to Santa Claus. So that's why I said, Santa Claus, you need to respond to this. I'm over here fighting every day trying to keep these businesses on the up and up.
Right.
And here we're trying to blow it this time of year. So this is what he said. I said, Santa, give me some advice. So he gave me 10 things. He said, share this with the business owners. This is what he said. Number one, he said, keep the holiday in perspective. Exercise moderation and don't get so caught up in the hype. Don't spend your rent on Santa Claus.
Right. Right.
And some people, I don't know what is going on, to get caught up. So that's first thing, keep it in perspective. The second thing he said, let people know your schedule during the holiday season. You got these stakeholders out here, business owners, contractors, employees. Let them know that you're not going to be available from this day to that day.
Mm-hmm.
So don't let them be calling you and texting you and they can't find out where you are. Okay? Let them know your schedule. Now, you don't have to let them know you're going to Las Vegas with your secretary, but at least let them know when you're coming back. Just let them know when you're coming back, okay? Let people know the best way to reach you.
Right.
Okay, now you... If you're one of these people got to be reached by text, then let people know that. If you're one of these folks that do only telephone, let them know. If you're only email person, let people know the best possible way to reach you. And then number four, check your voicemail and email. And here's an example, Willie. I was out yesterday. Of course, I got caught up in the hype. This was before Santa responded. So I hadn't gotten all this good advice yet. So if Santa had written me earlier, I might have saved myself a client. So I'm out in the hype. I'm out here in the mall. I went to Target. I got a big old buggy full of stuff. And I checked my voicemail about 2 hours later. And this guy I've been trying to reach for like 3 days had called me twice. Had left a message. Said, I want to come by your office later, Mr. Gatewood. I got a check for you. Of course, now I'm pulling my hair out by this time.
Right.
And another thing that happened, I'm working on this government contract. The person sent me all the documentation I needed while I'm out here in the mall.
Right.
So So Santa Claus said, Santa Claus must have seen this up in the North Pole. He said, check your voicemail and your messages during this time of year.
Right.
You don't want to let that big contract get away because you're out here paying Santa Claus. Now, if you're out here, if you can't be in contact with the rest of the world, provide an alternate contact person. So I say, look, clients, I'm not available during this time, but contact Latrice. She will have all the information to keep this project going. So what I'm trying to say is that, now, this is not me now, folks. Don't get mad at me. This is Santa. You want somebody to beat up on Santa Claus. If you have to, change your outgoing voicemail message. Let people know that we're going to be closed from this time to that time, so there are no surprises.
Right.
We're talking about looking out for your stakeholders. And I've told you people, your stakeholders are more than just getting customers. Suppliers, vendors, partners, investors, joint venturers, all these people that help make your business world go around. Now, of course, Santa just really went overboard on this one. I had to shut him up. Don't overdo it at the parties. When the party's over, you do have to get back to work at some point.
Right.
And you don't have to go to every party. That's the other thing, too. You're going to get invited to about 20 parties. You don't have to go to them all. If there's a party that says it's going to be lights out, booze all night, you might want to think about that. You don't have to go to that party. Now, I'm telling you, this is Santa. Don't get mad at me. This is Santa Claus talking. Now, you would have thought I said this one, but this was Santa. Santa said, pay your bills. Don't go into this hiding mode around Christmas time. And I may have a little dog in this fight. There, I know for a fact there's three people that have – I'm also a website host.
Right.
I do website design, but I'm also a host. I know for a fact if I were GoDaddy or if I were Network Solutions or HostGator, they would have lost their websites by now. But because I get a list on my desk of websites that are about to be deactivated, I can intervene and say, look, I know this person. They don't mean for this to happen. Mm-hmm. So, folks, don't become fiscally irresponsible just because it's a holiday.
Right.
Number nine, don't forget the reason for the season. Please go, now this is Santa, being Santa, go out and help somebody.
Right.
Share. Visit the sick and the shut in. Understand the reason for the season. And number 10, this is what Santa said now. Santa himself, he said, have fun, but do it responsibly. No lampshades on your head starting 2017, but have plenty of promise in your head. Now, these are things that Santa told me to impart upon you, so don't be beating up on me. Don't body be. I can show you the text from Santa if I have to. So as we go into 2017, I want you to take these things into consideration. Let's be responsible going into 2017. Don't take your eye off the wheel just because it's Christmas time. You will have to survive in 2017. Now, when we come back, we're going to have Dr. Jolly going to show us how to get motivated. He's going to be with us throughout the show. As we go into this 2017, we need somebody to beat us into shape. Now, he probably wouldn't use the word like beat, but, you know.
I would massage them.
Okay,
all right. I would encourage him. I won't beat him up. But
that's why I have Dr. Jolly. He needs to soften my edges over here. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break in the studio with Willie Jolly, Robert Gatewood, Marketing Pulpit. All right, this is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We're saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Folks, it's all about economic empowerment. We are in some different times. But the old Chinese proverb says, if you're not moving forward, you're going to fall over. It's like riding a bike.
Right.
So we're taking a different approach this year. I was sitting there the other day, Willie. I was saying to myself, besides Santa Claus himself. Now, Santa Claus has added his little 2 cents. So take it with a grain of salt. You have to remember, he may have a dog in the fight. He just didn't tell us. Especially when he said, pay the bills. Santa Claus, like, hey, I want to get paid. As we talk about on this show, so much of success is built around your mindset.
Right.
You can have the best product. You can have the best staff. You can have some of the greatest tools known to man. But if your mind is not there, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
You can say so.
Yes, absolutely. So first of all, I want to encourage everybody to continue to listen to this show because it's powerful to have someone who's a marketing expert who has done it, who has built businesses, to be able to tell you. I always tell people that some people will tell you about success and because they read a book about it and they became an expert by reading a number of books. Some others will tell you about success because they heard about it from their friends and their family members. But then you've got the ones who actually did it, who put their hands to the plow, who understand the ups and downs, the pitfalls, the problems, the challenges, and what you can do to avoid some of them, as well as how do you handle them. And so that's why I talk about in my books, whether it's A Setback Set Up for a Comeback, my own setback and how I went from a broke, busted nightclub singer singing here in Washington, D.C., to starting a business and having some success and then becoming one of the top speakers in the country and now considered one of the top speakers in the world.
Amen.
What is the principle? What is the technique? What is the strategy that I employed? And it's not something I read in a book. I read a lot of books. I was encouraged by the books, but the principles were the things I learned that I employed. So that's why I'm grateful for Robert Gatewood and his marketing expertise. Now, as we go through this time of the year, I'm grateful to be home, first of all, in Washington during this time of the year, because usually holidays, I am speaking almost up to Christmas, and then I go away to Florida. But this year, my son is coming in because he's about to move to Florida, to California. Mm-hmm. So he's coming in today, and so we decided we would stay home through the holidays. I have to speak next week, into next week in San Antonio.
Hey, Willie.
But other than that, I'm gonna be here.
Can I say this?
Yeah.
I'm glad you're here too. Sometimes the stars, and even the engineer over there saying she's glad too, because sometimes the stars just line up. Because yeah. I'm saying to myself, even when I made the invitation, I'm saying to myself, now Willie's a really busy guy. Now the chances of his actually being available this time of year is probably like 0%. But hey. But that's one of the things I've learned from you. You have to think positive.
You have to think positive. And you got to ask.
Okay? You got to ask the other thing.
Folks, one of the things I want to encourage people to do is ask. A-S-K. If you don't A-S-K, you cannot G-E-T. You got to ask. And that's okay to be able to ask, because the worst answer they can give you is no. Okay, that's the worst answer that someone can give you. So ask. Ask for what you want. If you see somebody who's got a business opportunity, ask them, can you help them? Remember that the more you can fill their need, the more money they're willing to exchange with you. So I'm excited about being here. Look, we got a couple things. Last time I was in town on this network was doing my one-man show, which was in September.
Oh, yeah.
And it went phenomenally well. We recorded it for television, and it's a 2.5-hour production. It's awesome. And so they are now available. The DVD just came in. It's incredible. So you'll be hearing more. But I encourage everybody to contact us about getting that DVD. And then I also was here maybe some months ago because my book turned setbacks into greenbacks. How many need some greenbacks up in here?
Hello.
Up in here.
Hello.
Turned setbacks into greenbacks, came out in paperback. And now we've combined that with a two audio CD package, and the two of them are a real 1-2 punch. As you go into this new year, you want to have resources and tools and products and programs to help you. Many people know I've been on the Get Motivated tour with Les Brown for the last couple of years. We've been here to D.C. at the Warner Theater and different places. And there's a gentleman on that tour named Dave Martin. Mm-hmm. And Dave Martin gave a story that has inspired me. He talked about when he was broke, busted, disgusted, didn't have very little money to his name. He was invited to a success seminar, and he and his friend said, well, we got free tickets, let's go to this seminar. They went to the seminar, and the speaker was giving them principles on how he changed his life and others could change their lives. And at the end of the day, he said, I've got a package that will transform your future for $1,500.
Wow,
$1,500.
Okay.
Now this guy Dave Martin said, $1,500, that's all the money I got in the world,
right,
is about
okay.
$1,500. Mm-hmm. I mean, that would take everything I got. I'd have to scrimp and scrape. And his friend said, and they went by the table. The guy was out there at his table. He said, man, do you think that stuff was worth $1,500? And Dave stood there for a moment and said, I don't know if it's worth $1,500, but I'm worth $1,500.
Hello.
He said he bought that package,
okay,
and invested in himself. And today, he's a multimillionaire. He has a home in Florida, a home in Phoenix. And he said, if I hadn't invested in myself then, I wouldn't be here now as a multimillionaire. So I'm always telling people that if you want more, you've got to do some different things. And your best thinking has gotten you to wherever you are in your life right now. Right. Wherever you are, your best thinking got you there. So in order to go to the next level, you got to get some new thinking, try some new ideas, and get thinking from somebody else. That's why I always encourage people to invest in themselves, and we bring resources and products and tools that have changed my life that I now share with people and companies and organizations around the world, to my folks and friends who I say, let's make this a big year. So just send us an email at info@willyjolly.com, or you can go to my website, wjspeaks.com, look at the product page and get some of those programs. And then we got a free page. We got a free page for those who say, I can't afford stuff right now, right, but I do want to get started. Well, we got some resources that will help you get started for free. So if you just go to willyjolly.com/gift, G-I-F-T, as we go into the Christmas season gift, we give a gift of some resources, free ebooks, free audios from my SiriusXM show that changed my life, that will change your life. So we want those. So this is going to be a great time, but you got to think mindset.
Mindset.
It starts with mindset. Mindset, then skill set. What we find, Robert, is that often we see people do it in wrong sequence.
Wrong order.
Wrong order. Now, for many years I went to success seminars looking for the key to success.
Okay.
Looking for the key to success. I can find this key, I know I'll be successful. Right. Here's what I found.
What you find?
It's a combination lock.
Uh-oh. Don't make it difficult for us.
It's a combination lock, and not only must you know the principles, but you must have them in the right sequence. If you don't put them in the right sequence, then it's not going to work.
And just like any combination, right?
Like any combination, and it always starts with mindset first.
Okay.
And then skill set. But we often see people start with skill set and then try and add mindset. We see it most profoundly in professional athletics.
Right.
You see people who work on shooting the ball, throwing the ball, running the ball, who work on that and become excellent in that, and they develop the skill set first, and then they work on their mindset second. Well, that is why over 70% of professional football players, 5 years after retirement, they get multi-million dollar contracts. 5 years after retirement, they're broke.
Wow.
Because they worked on the skill set before they worked on the mindset. Always work on mindset. That's why Robin Gatewood's here. Work on mindset first. Exactly. Then you work on your skill set. And if you do it in sequence, you'll start to find wealth.
That is so profound. Now, this, by the way, you're listening to The Marketing Pulpit. I have in the studio Dr. Willie Jolly. If you have a question for our guest, call us at 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. If you're out there in the mall, or if you're getting up this morning, you've eaten a little bit of cranberry sauce and turkey, got a little eggnog, before you go out here and spend all your money on Santa Claus, think about some of the gifts that Brother Jolly brings to the table. You might take some of that money and think about like a plant in a garden. You can go into the store and buy yourself a big old bucket of corn, or you can buy yourself some seeds and grow your own corn.
That's
so
right.
Brother Jolly is giving us seeds here this morning, and you need to take this. What better gift to give someone than the gift of knowledge, of motivation, of being able to improve themselves going into 2017. So he's giving out the information. Also, you can go to the website, marketingpulpit.com. We have Brother Jolly right there on the homepage, and there's a link right to his website.
Awesome.
So pay attention. This brother is bringing knowledge today, and he says something that's so important. Get your mind right going into 2017. We have about a week and a half between now and the first of the year. So while you're crunching numbers, while you're sitting there thinking about, start getting that mind ready.
That's right. That's right. That's right. People who think they can are the ones who can. If you think you're beaten, you are. If you think you dare not, you don't. If you like to win, but you think you can't, it's almost a sense you won't. And so you've got to start thinking positive, thinking big. Henry Ford said, if you think you can or you think you can't, either way, you're right.
Amen. All right, folks, this is The Marketing Pulpit. The number is 1-800-450-7876. We're going to be back in a moment, continue with Dr. Willie Jolly. Also, we're going to give a couple of tips on franchising part two. Marketing Pulpit, we'll be right back after the break. Alrighty, welcome back to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I have in the studio Dr. Willie Jolly. Just got another text from Santa Claus. He updated the list. See, I told you this guy, he knows when you've been sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. He knows, for goodness sakes, He said, add to that list of 10 things to reach out to Dr. Willie Jolly. Hey, Willie, that guy is everywhere.
He's everywhere. He knows what's going on. Santa Claus is doing it.
Santa Claus.
He's sending you text messages.
That's right.
About what it's going to take to win in this new in this holiday season and Christmas season, as well as in 2017.
Well, I thought Santa was old school, man. Santa does. Santa has surprised me this morning.
He sent a text.
Sent me
and
a
tweets
text.
Probably, too.
Let me check it. I'm going to go ahead and follow Santa Claus. Make sure I don't. Now, Santa is following the... he's following the steps that we have actually laid out today. So he's very intuitive. He's following our format this morning. So he's saying we got to go into 2017 with a plan.
Yeah, you got to have a plan for 2017. If you want to win in this new year, in this new time, too, because, you know, we've got a change in leadership in the country.
That's right.
We've got a whole new strategy here. So we've got to win, and I want everybody to win. And win is whatever is necessary, N-W-I-N, whatever is necessary that's legal and moral. That's what it's going to take. And I think it's important to say whatever is necessary if it's legal and moral. So that means you might have to get up a little early, or you might have to stay up a little later. You might have to talk to more people. I made a commitment that I want to get more people to know about what I do. So I've got to make a commitment. Even though I'm busy, I'm traveling, I'm on television, radio, all this stuff, I still got to talk to more people. I got to make a point that I got to talk to more people. I've got to send out messages via Periscope. We're on Periscope now, or Facebook Live, or whether it's my Twitter account. Y'all should be following me on Twitter or LinkedIn. Yesterday, I was in my office. I'm still working, okay? I was calling people last night, and some people said, I'm out. I'm gone. I said, oh, I'm still here. And so I'm still working because I've got these books I got to finish over the holiday. We got our marriage book. My wife and I are finishing our marriage book, and it's called Make Love, Make Money, Make It Last.
Hello.
Come on, sometime.
Come on.
31 years we've been together, married. Haven't had an argument in 25 years.
Amen.
So we're telling people. So we're going to talk about all of these things, what it's going to take to win in 2017.
All right, we have a caller on the phone. Welcome to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. Hello.
Hello, 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 Mr. Gatewood.
Hello.
And your guest.
Hello.
Is up to me, Mr. Jolly.
Yes.
This is not a paid infomercial for Mr. Robert Gatewood, but I am a avid supporter of the Marketing Pulpit. My name is Ronald Bethay, and I want the listening audience to know that Mr. Gatewood is an outstanding entrepreneur, and he does what he says he does, not just on the airways. He has put together a beautiful website for my company, and people can go to the PositiveChangePC.com if they want to know anything about the $16.1 billion that are slated to be spent by our U.S. government to grow the solar and renewable energy field, and what part of that the African American community can gather, they can go to our website and listen to our podcast. And thank you very, very much, Mr. Gatewood, for your patience with me and working with me and putting this outstanding website together.
Well, I can say, Ronald, first of all, thank you for calling, and thank you for listening to the show. What Ronald is saying is really what a lot of our what we've been imparting to our listeners is that he has a mindset.
Yes,
Mr. When I first met with Mr. Bethay, he was like, I know where I'm trying to get to. All he needed from me was to put the tools together to do it. But he started with a mindset, which is so important for
talk
many
about
people.
Mindset, you got to have a mindset, then skill set. Start with mindset. What are you feeding your mind? And he fed his mind positive possibility thinking. That if you think you can or think you can't, either way you're right. So he got with you.
That's right. That's right.
And you gonna push people. I've been with him. He don't be playing. That's why we're friends, because he's going to push you to a level of excellence and a thinking that this is possible. Come on, is that the best you can do? Is that the best you can think?
That's exactly
come
right.
on now. Come on now. Yeah, and that's what we want to say to everybody who's listening. Is that the best you can think? That the best you can conceive? That's the best you believe? Come on now.
Amen.
Come on now. But Brother Bethay, I want to applaud you for starting business. You've said one word in there, though, that I have to expand on. It's entrepreneur. Entrepreneur. What is an entrepreneur? An entrepreneur is someone who designs and determines their destiny. They make a decision to design and determine their destiny. Right. And they don't wait for somebody else to say it. They do it. Now, many people who are listening might have a job. I love that. If you have a job, be excellent in that job. But I always encourage everybody who has a job that mama may have and daddy may have, but God bless the child that got that
on.
So you better, you know, understand that you got 8 hours of work for that job. Be excellent. They pay you a dollar, give them $2 worth of work. Hello. Create a reputation for excellence.
Amen.
Then you got 8 hours to sleep and get your rest. It's important. But then you got 8 hours left over. I'm encouraging you, turn off some of those reality television shows and start working Great. On your dream. Great. Everybody should have something on the side that you can you rely on, because nobody can guarantee where you are today, you'll be there next week. Nobody can guarantee. The president, the senators, the congresspeople cannot guarantee that you're going to be there. So you better start working on your dream while you got a chance and while you got an opportunity. That's what I'm encouraging people to do. Start working on your goals and dreams. And that's why we encourage people to go to the website, get some free resources to help them, and get a plan.
Willie, you said something that's important. A lot of people are still up in arms and feel themselves all twisted out like a pretzel about the recent election. But once again, it goes back to mindset.
Yep.
You cannot let who's in the White House determine what goes on in your house.
Hello. Come
you
on
have
somebody.
To actually have that mindset. I mean, I'm not saying block it out, but like you said in your book, that setback is a setup
for a comeback.
Amen.
You know, the week of the election, I was slated to speak for the NAACP annual gala. And so, of course, before that, well, I had a very different message I was planning to bring. But when I came, people were in the dumps. The psychological National Association of Psychologists and the Psychological Association said that over 60% of people were depressed and despondent after the election. Some people couldn't get out of bed. And so I went into that room that day and I said to them, look, I'm planning to win whoever wins the election. I had made up my mind. Amen. I'm going to win whoever wins the election. Amen. I'm planning to win. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to do the principles I've laid out in my turn setbacks into greenbacks. Number one, don't panic. Whatever you do, don't panic. Number two, don't willingly participate nor commiserate. Don't whine and cry about what's going on in its head. This is what it is. So that's move on. Number three, don't let your pride poison your prosperity.
Amen.
Oh, that one is a big
Amen.
One.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Don't let your pride. We got a witness over there. Don't let your pride get in the way of your prosperity. You got to get over that. Number four, don't stop thinking about the power and the possibilities of tomorrow. One, when you got a problem, you're going through a tough time. You got a foreclosure or something like that. Deal Amen. With that foreclosure with one eye, but one eye always on your goals and your Hello. Dreams. Number five, be proactive. Don't wait for your ship to come in. Swim out to it.
Swim
you
got
to go out and wait. People waiting for their ship to come in. It ain't coming. And if it does, it's going to be slow road to China. So you swim out to it. Number six, be creative. Start thinking about creative thoughts for changing your life. You got opportunities. You got skills. You got abilities. It's not if you are smart. It's how are you smart. Everybody got some genius and some brilliance. Find your brilliance. Find your genius. And then monetize it. And number seven, be prayerful.
Hey,
come on, somebody. Be hey. Prayerful. Now, that's actually number one, but I have far too many people who I'd meet who say, you know, I need a job. I say, what you do about it? What you doing about it? Oh, I prayed about it. I said, great. What else? Oh, that's all. No. Faith without works is
Amen.
Dead.
Tell it, brother.
You know
Tell
what
it.
I'm saying? So you got to get active. Wally Amos, when I had him on my XM show, which I give away free on my website.
We have a church this morning, y'all.
All right, willyjolly.com/gift. I give the interview with Wally Amos that changed my life. Wally Amos said something that changed my life. He said, you know, most people waiting for God to drop something in their lap. He said, I've learned over these years. And oh, he's 80 years old now, and he's created businesses and cookie businesses and all sorts. He said, I've learned if you want God to drop something in your lap, it's best to put your lap where God drops
Hello.
Stuff. Come on,
Amen,
somebody.
Amen, brother. Woo! Amen. Hallelujah.
Come on, somebody.
Got the hand waving over here.
Come on now.
So, hey, we got a caller, Willie.
All right.
Let's get Miss Tiffany on the phone. Tiffany, welcome to the Marketing Pulpit with Dr. Willie Jolly.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. Good morning to you both.
We are bringing it.
But yes, this is a wonderful day, and everything that you have just said, we have been sharing to say, do not put all your eggs in one basket. Amen. Don't let that election slow you down.
Amen.
I am a entrepreneur, a franchise owner,
Amen.
And I am still working my 9-to-5 looking for my breakthrough and determined to break free.
Hey,
work
man.
My
Hello.
Come on now. Franchise on a full-time basis.
Church this morning, y'all.
yes. So I thank you all for sharing. I have
Real quick,
been
what kind of business franchise
Friday.
Do you have? What kind of franchise?
I have a women's fitness facility right now. I have been on the show before, and I have been to your first Friday networking event.
You must be Miss
Tiffany. I'm plugged in.
Miss Tiffany.
Yes,
hey,
Miss
Tiffany, how you doing?
Oh, finding yourself.
Oh, you got a website, Miss Tiffany?
Yes, I do, sir.
What is it?
Mm-hmm. Let's give you some love this morning.
Website. The personal website is ctldomgroup.com. So that's ctldomgroup.com.
Okay.
All right. So, yes. Look, I want people to support Tiffany, and I want her to continue to support each other. You know, as often as you can, put your money in a black hand. We've heard that say. Now, that doesn't mean you don't help other people of other races, but it's important that we start to help each other.
Amen.
Because we have to be mindset that is as the tide rises, all ships rise. So we want to help everybody to rise up and go to the next level. And so I've got friends of every denomination, every race, every creed. I was with a beautiful group of folks, Asian Americans, the other night speaking for an event. And I love people of all races, creeds, and colors. But I want to encourage people who are African American that we got to be about business.
Amen.
We got to be about business.
Amen.
And we got to get a mindset to help each other. That's why I always take a moment to kind of shout folks out. So I want to encourage you. Thank you for calling in today. And we're here on the Marketing Pulpit with Robert Gatewood. We're ready to make some stuff happen. Because 2017 is time for us to all become wealthy and financially free. Financial freedom is where you could say to the job, I don't need to do this anymore because I have some options. Money gives you options.
Amen.
Amen. In my Turn Setbacks into Greenbacks book, I tell the story about money giving you options. A lady had a son who was a very talented soccer player. He was about 10 years old. And one day he got this growth on his leg that was very disturbing to her. She went to her local HMO or some sort of company, and they said, unfortunately, your plan doesn't support the remedy for this problem. She said, that's okay. Since my plan doesn't support it, I got a few dollars in my pocketbook. And she said, I got some options. She went to Johns Hopkins, and there was a specialist there. He didn't take her insurance, but she paid out of pocket. And he said, I know that they told you that they couldn't help you, and let me tell you what they would have told you if they could, that you need to amputate his leg at the knee, because that's the quick, safe, short way to do it. But there's another option. It's more costly, but I can save your baby's leg. She went in her pocketbook, pulled out her checkbook, said, I got some money. Do what you got to do. Save my baby's leg. Amen. That was 10 years ago. The boy now is a scholarship player at a major college, and he has both legs because his mama had some money in the bank and had some options. Folks, we should have some options. Come on, somebody.
Well, we have it. Sure. Tiffany.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sister.
God bless you.
Thank you.
You go to willyjolly.com/gift. Get your free gift and some free gifts there that will bless you and inspire you, okay?
All right.
Thank you so much.
You made a good call today, Tiffany. Thank you very much, and keep listening, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right, Willie, I tell you, we're coming up on a break here. Willie, people are listening, and people are looking for guidance. They know that we're going into some uncharted waters going into 2017. Some people are anxious. They're nervous. But, like you said, if you get that mind right,
get the mindset right. You get a mindset right, everything else follows. You know, if you work on your mind, the rest will follow. I think Funkadelic.
Oh yeah, he was a little acerbic in his.
But if you get your mind right, things start to follow. And one of the things you want to get right is a spirit of excellence. You want to develop a reputation for excellence, and it will pave a path for you down the way. 20 years from now, people will say, that person is a person of excellence. That person is a person of character, of integrity. Those are things that I always push people to have, integrity, character, excellence. If you ever read my book, An Attitude of Excellence, you'll know that those are two words I talk about a major players in your success, attitude and excellence.
All right, folks, we're on the break here. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. I'm in the studio with Dr. Willie Jolly. We're trying to get you guys all tuned up for 2017. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break. All right, folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. Now, we say we don't save souls, we save businesses, but I don't know about today. Dr. Willie got some souls being saved up in the house. I'm going to have to change my motto, at least for today.
Speaking of that, real quick, before I forget, January the 6th and 7th, I'm going to be at, now it used to be Jericho Family, but it's Family Ministries.
Okay.
With, Bishop Joel Peoples, myself, and Nido Cabana.
Oh, that's right down the street.
Yeah, right down the street.
In Largo. Okay.
In Largo, their leadership conference, and I'll be there speaking.
All right.
It was supposed to be me and Nido and John Maxwell, but John had to have knee surgery to replace his knee, so he'll be there in a few weeks. But Nido Cabana is my mentor.
Okay.
He taught me how to make money.
Hello.
And he's a multimillionaire, and I met him 25 years ago when I kept hearing about this guy who was making millionaires. He lived in North Carolina. I kept hearing about him, And I called his office. I was making $100 a speech then. And I called his office, mm-hmm. and I told the lady, I keep hearing about this guy who's making millionaires. She said, it's true. And I said, well, I want to come to one of his seminars. She said, we got one left this year, one seat. I said, that's my seat. That's my seat. I said, I need to be there. She said, okay. I said, how much is that seat? She said, $10,000. I said, what you say? She said, $10,000. And
Jesus.
I said to myself, $10,000? I said in my mind, I learned that at home. Forget that. But then a greater part of me, Brother Robert, said, there's a price for success.
Hello.
But then there's a cost of not paying the price.
Hey.
The cost of staying the same. The cost of
Preach.
Never changing. The
Preach.
Cost of being at the same place next year you are this year. I can't afford that price. I've got to pay. That cost is too great. So I told the lady, I'm coming. I'm going to send you a deposit. I'm going to get there. I'll be there. I sent her a little $100 I had,
right.
and I went to work. I begged. I borrowed. I didn't steal, but I begged and borrowed. Got that $10,000 up. Went there for 3 days. I came back and quickly made $100,000.
Get out of here.
He taught me the principle. It was about mindset. He taught me how to think different. And when I came back the next year, he had a seminar. I wrote a check for $10,000.
But well, let me ask you this. Is this within the grasp of everybody? Can everybody?
Everybody can learn. Hello. Everybody can't sing.
Hello.
Okay. Everybody can't sing. They don't have that gift.
Hello.
Everybody can't draw. They don't have that gift.
Amen.
Everybody can't run fast. They don't have that gift.
Preach.
Everybody can maybe throw a ball 100 yards. They don't have that gift. But everybody has the potential and possibility to change their thinking to become a millionaire. Everybody has that capacity if they're willing to invest in their mindset. Come on, somebody.
Hello,
you can learn business.
Preach.
You can learn business.
Boy, we are burning the pulpit up this morning.
Hey.
The pulpit is on fire, but it's a good fire. It's a fire that's going to warm you up going into 20s. I don't care how cold it is outside. It is warm inside today, and it can be warm inside wherever you are because it's going to take a little heat. It's going to take a little inspiration. It's going to take a mindset going into 2017 because, like we said earlier, we're going into some uncharted waters. But I look at every challenge, and I'm sure, Willie, I've heard this from you and many others. It is the challenges.
Right.
It is the tough things in life that propel us to be better.
That's right. That's
because when we are asleep at the wheel, this thing called highway hypnosis has a tendency to grab us, and we kind of fall into this daze. We kind of drifting and going from side to side. But every now and then, you got to hit a pothole. You got to run off the road, and guess what happens? When you come back, you are awake, you have both hands on the wheel, and you are focused. And that's what we have to do, and that's how we have to look at what's just happened.
Right. It's the challenges of life that grow our success. It's the challenges of life that grow our possibilities. It's the challenges. And so either we're going to grow from the challenges or we're going to shrink. We're either going to go forward or we're going to fall back. When you were a baby, there was a challenge. You did not know how to walk.
Amen.
You got up and you walked for the first time, but you fell down. Now, your parents didn't say, oh, stay there, baby. They said, get up. Then you got back up. Sometimes you fell on your backside. Sometimes you fell on their face. You fell on your face. But your parents were wise enough to say, do it again.
Amen.
Because they knew you'd fall on your face, you'd finally get it. That's how life is. Because if you don't learn to get up and keep fighting, you will never grow the muscle to create wealth. And it's a muscle. And I'm grateful. You know, in my book, A Setback Set Up for a Comeback, I interviewed a lady named Kathy Hughes.
Hello.
This book is almost 20 years old, okay?
It
came out in 1997. So it's almost 20
years. That's almost 20 years, yeah.
And so I interviewed a lady named Kathy Hughes who had one station, WL, It was at 4th and H Street Northeast.
I think a few listeners out here have heard of her.
Yeah, a few people have heard. And I interviewed. We were friends. She was the first person to play my record when I did music.
Get out of here.
First person. So we've been friends for years. Anyway, I went over and I interviewed her, and she talked about this vision about growing a network.
Hello.
And she had not done it before. She didn't have a business degree from MIT or Wharton, but she had the mindset.
The mindset.
And Network Today, the number one African-American-owned radio network in the world. Come on. Yeah. All right? So, everybody. Oh, real quick. I got a few things for everybody. For those on Periscope, this is my new CD, called Turn Setbacks into Greenbacks, live at FTX. We've got my new DVD.
Hello.
One Man Show. Come on, you got to get this.
Got to get it.
A night to change your life. And then finally, the Setbacks in the Greenbacks book. So we want you all to go to my website, get those. There's a special program and process that you can get. Just get on there and you get a special price. But go to WillieJolly.com and get the gift and then also get some of the resources. So we're moving and grooving
here. I just got another text from Santa. Man,
come on, tell what is Santa.
This guy must think he's Donald Trump or something. What is that? Santa sent another text. He said, get those books and tapes at One Man Show. It makes a great gift for somebody on this holiday season. You heard it from Santa's mouth. I'm not making this up now. It's Santa talking.
Santa talking.
We have a caller on the phone. Welcome to the show, Weeb.
Robert, and good morning to Willie. Good morning, Willie.
William Maxwell on the line.
Is this William Maxwell?
Hello.
Max, how are
yes,
you, buddy?
Sir.
How you doing,
good.
Man?
How about yourself?
I'm awesome, man. Another great entrepreneur. Known him for about 30 years. I met maybe more than 30 years. I had my recording studio business when I met Maxwell, William Maxwell. So we've been friends for a long time. How you doing, buddy?
Quite a while. Great, man. Fantastic. I'm glad to hear you on the air. One of my clients was here a couple of days ago, and I had your book out on display. And
bless
I know Willie Jolly. He's like an uncle to me.
But, you know, William, check this out. Now, I was sitting there. Willie was talking about his interaction with Dr. Kathy Hughes. I'm starting to believe that folks that are friend or know Willie, there's some great things coming down the pike. So you're a good guy to know, Willie. And those that can't get him in the flesh, he has these great tools, these books, these tapes. Go to this brother's website. Grab this for you and somebody you know for this holiday season.
Everybody needs mentors.
That's right.
You got two ways to get to a goal. Everybody listen. You got two ways to get to a goal. You can have a mentor or you can make a mistake. Both will get you there.
One just
gets you there with less headaches, heartaches, and knots upside your head. And that's why you develop relationships. Me and Will, I think William might have introduced us. I don't know whether William introduced us or not, but it's about relationships.
That's right.
Your network determines your net worth. Your network determines your net worth. So I know William. William has a great graphics and art and business and printing and all sorts of creative, artistic, and programs. He introduced me to Robert Gatewood, who is about marketing. We become friends. And Robert calls me and says, hey, look, are you in town for the holidays, Christmas? Yes, I am. Could you be on my show? Absolutely, I'll be there.
Amen.
He said, wow, that's great. We're going to have a great time. So that's about network. Develop the network. And here's the last thing. Do for somebody else before they can do for you.
Hello.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Do something good for somebody else before they can do for you.
Preach.
Pour into them.
Preach.
Give them something. Don't expect anything in return.
Wave
because
in
it might come from somewhere else. It's going to come. Karma works both ways.
Come on,
somebody.
Amen. You got an amen for all here.
Pulpit is on fire this morning.
Fire.
Folks, you're listening to the Marketing Report. Thank you, William. Thank you, William.
Thank you, William.
Folks, let me tell you.
All right. You all have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, right, brother, folks, man. I want to appreciate you.
I got to thank one of my sponsors before we get out of here. Don't forget, now, if you're going to 2017, you got to have a place for that location for that business, whether it's virtual or a physical location, called BLE Executive Suite, Miss Bernadette Clay and Company over there. I mean, folks, stop meeting your clients out in the cold at the Tasty Freeze at the McDonald's when you can rent by the hour, by the day, by the month, or by the year. BLE Executive Suites. Go to their website at blesuites.com or call them at 301-322-1700. That's Miss Bernadette Clay. She was
featured. I want to encourage everybody to do that because,
amen,
you know, most entrepreneurs now, many of them are working out of their homes, okay? And I've learned something that is good to have your overhead over your head. That's great, fine. Les Brown taught me that. But sometimes you've got to make sure you look like a business.
Amen.
All right, you look like a business. And I want you to support Ms. Bernadette and her business. Rent her spot for an hour. You can do a day seminar there. You can do a day event there. You can bring your clients there.
Amen.
She is a woman who has made a decision to help businesses grow business.
And that's exactly what she's doing.
That's exactly what she's doing. So support her. Give that number one more time, please.
All right, folks. That's 301-322-1700. That's Ms. Bernadette Clay. That sister is, you know, we always talk about some people talk the talk.
Yes.
Then other people walk the walk.
Yes.
This sister, she has supported this show. She has put people to work. She is helping businesses grow, and I tell you, I have nothing but mad love for her.
Well, I got mad love for her, too, and I don't think we've even met her. I've met her yet,
well,
but
if I have,
I'm supporting her. I'm promoting her because as we help one another, things start to come. Karma, woke, broke, woke, voice.
All right, Willie, we got a minute to wrap it up.
Woo,
Let's give us some parting words here, brother.
Final thoughts. Everybody, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And happy holidays for those who celebrate Kwanzaa, and for Hanukkah is going to be on Christmas Eve. If you're on my newsletter, which everybody should be, I sent out a newsletter message this week about Zig Ziglar, my promise Zig Ziglar that I would make sure to say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, because I am a Christian and I want to make sure
Amen.
I get mine in.
Amen.
And then I want to say to those who have a different way, God bless you as well.
Amen.
So I say Merry Christmas and Happy Holiday. Other thing, I have a tribute. If you look up tribute for Michelle Obama, to put a tribute for Michelle Obama, we're going to start to promote the fact that she's been a great first lady. So want to do that, go look that up on Google that. And finally, go to williejolly.com/gift and get your free gift. And I want to see all of y'all in 2017 prospering at the next level.
All right, folks. Willie, I'd like to thank you again, man. This has been great. We got to do it again. We got to do it again. Folks.
Absolutely.
Folks, you've been listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. And as we close out, if you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.
Amen.
1450 WOL.